Good morning.
Morning.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Okay, so I am not Meredith Michelle from the Kaiser Family Foundation, but I'm going to do my best impersonation, I guess, carry the banner. We have partnered with the Kaiser Family Foundation for about 13 years on a sexual health campaign called It's Your Sex Life, which was the foundation from which GYT was born. So I'll start off by just conveying a bit about the legacy of the partnership and some of the work that we've done and how that's informed what we've done on GYT. So to start off with the Kaiser perspective, I probably don't need to spend much time introducing the Kaiser Family Foundation. I'd imagine most people in this audience know of them as a leader in the space on sexual health issues, on media issues, and several other social issues broadly. So as I mentioned, it's been 13 years now that we've worked with Kaiser, and when they first did this in 97, they were pioneers. I think in some circles they were pariahs, because people said, like, you can't give money to Viacom for whatever reason. Like, you're a private foundation, and to work with a media company in that way, I think they took a lot of heat at the outset. But in retrospect, looking back now, I think a lot of people would say that they were really pioneers. And if you look at the other parties that we've worked with in the interim, from the Gates Foundation to the Case Foundation, Knight Foundation, McCormick, Goldhirsch, it really opened the door for us to start partnering with foundations across the space and a lot of great nonprofits as well to advance social issues using popular media. So, you know, in thinking about why they would or should partner with us, this is from Kaiser data, like it or not, young people get a lot of their information about relationships and sexual health through the media. And from this chart, it shows that, you know, we're in the top two. So it made a lot of sense to think in a new way about how you can use media as a vehicle to deliver good information to empower young people to make better decisions about their sexual health, and so forth. So the campaign that I mentioned that we've run for some time is called It's Your Sex Life. And simply stated, it's about empowering young people to make responsible decisions about their sexual health. We know at MTV that we have young people's attention. We know that we can be a unique resource to them. And we really have a deep legacy in this issue in particular, all the way back to the early 80s, when we were the first network in the world to air safe sex PSAs. And you look at the role of what Pedro Zamora represented in opening up a national conversation about HIV/AIDS in the early 90s. So this is something that we take seriously, and it's something that we're committed to for the long haul. So the core messages for the It's Your Sex Life campaign, I think that at its foundation, it's really about healthy and safe relationships. There are three planks. One is talk, one is prevent, and one is test. And because we've been doing this for a long time, the campaign has twists and turns and has kind of an arc to it. So there have been times when we've more actively focused on prevention messages. There have been times when we've more actively focused on an HIV/AIDS message. And then STDs really came to the fore starting last year with the launch of GYT. And we'll get into a little bit of the research and the twists of the campaign that inform that in just a sec. So those are the core messages. And then how we do it, how we reach young people and how we engage them, is that we reach them everywhere they are, and we use every platform at our disposal, which is relatively substantial. From targeted PSAs that we develop and run on the air and promo time, to dedicated programming, to integrating this messaging into existing programming that they're already watching. Special promotions, we have informational resources that we make available so that they can connect to resources to the proper information. I think the thing where we've seen really amazing success is where we can meet them where they already are, and that's in existing popular programming on the channel. And just to give you an example of something that's active right now, so two of our top-rated shows in recent times have been 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom. And these shows are pulling in on a weekly basis 3.5-4 million viewers, among the highest rated on our channel. And so we work with the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy on that show. And they did some polling with viewers who watched the show. And we just got this back recently. 85% of those who responded to this poll said that because of the show, I will use protection every time. 95% said that this show makes me think how pregnancy would affect my life in a way that I wouldn't have otherwise. So that's just an example, a proof point of how powerful that media can be. So that's a little bit on overall It's Your Sex Life. I think it'd be worthwhile just take a peek at some tape. So I'll show you just some highlights of the It's Your Sex Life programming in recent times. Oh, I have to do this.
A girl can get pregnant from giving oral sex to a guy.
A, true, B, false.
Strap up! Kids, what the hell are you doing out there, man?
Look, guy I almost slept with, I like you. But when it comes to having sex, I have one rule, just one. You gotta use a ticket if you wanna ride the ride.
Yes, I am still a virgin. I don't have sex.
Hey.
Yet.
HIV test.
So you got tested.
Proud of you, man.
Always looked at HIV as it couldn't touch me. It couldn't happen to me. You know, I didn't care to learn about HIV. I didn't care about HIV until it happened to me.
By HIV.
Welcome everybody to MTV's first national sex quiz.
Could you have an STD and not even know about it?
I think you know that, probably.
No? No.
Some symptoms don't even show themselves for years.
I'm here in front of the New York Presbyterian Hospital's Audubon Clinic for a little annual ritual that I like to call checking my package for STDs.
Since I'm pregnant, it's made a lot of things very, very, very hard. Maybe this summer we'll have our beach wedding that we want, and maybe not. Today it's good, tomorrow it might fall apart again.
We're giving away video cameras to young people all over the country so you can vlog what HIV/AIDS means to you.
Katerina Meech and Virginia have won a contest hosted by MTV's social networking site for activists, think.mtv.com, that took her on a trip of a lifetime. Nelson Mandela's annual concert held every year in Johannesburg, South Africa on World AIDS Day. Her companion for the trip? None other than Ludacris.
MTV's It's Your Sex Life and 17 Magazine have come together to encourage all of you to take control of your sex lives and get tested. One viewer will win a trip for two to a live taping of It's On with Alexa Chung.
Text your zip code to GYT0949809 to find the STD testing center nearest you and be entered for the chance to win a trip for two to the MTV Movie Awards in Los Angeles, California.
I want to thank everybody who joined me in taking a minute to get tested. A lot of powerful lyrics were sent in, talking about how important it is to get tested for HIV.
Talking to your parents is one of the best ways to prepare yourself for your own choices. To find out more about how to get the conversation started, go to itsyoursexlife.com.
There's a whole host of things in life that's worth pursuing. So that anytime you think of sexuality, you got to think of your whole life.
Log on to pauserenot.com, spread the game, help stop the spread of HIV.
Always remember to have safe sex, safe sex.
To find out more, log on to itsyoursexlife.com.
Text your zip code to GYT09. That's 49809 to find a testing center near you.
Thank you very much for coming out this evening. Thank you. You fucked too kind. Close your applause. This is just...
So, this is kind of a ghetto audio setup. I'm sorry about that, but they didn't wire it for sound, so I had to use the microphone. So that's just some video highlights of the way that the broader It's Your Sex Life campaign has played out. And so with all these, and we spoke to it in there, we point to these informational resources from the It's Your Sex Life website, which has information on all these points from talking with your partners to healthcare providers, to like the facts, the simple facts. Like, there's a ton of misconceptions around a lot of these issues, so we can offer that information to young people in their language, in their voice. There's a way to spark a conversation and host a conversation about these issues. And that's the hub on the web. We have a companion WAP site that has all the same resources available online right on your handset, and that you can access by texting IYSL to 66333. And then last year we introduced this specific GYT resource locator so that you could find local testing resources by texting your zip code to 49809, and that pulls from the CDC database. So there's some of the resources. We've been fortunate to win some awards. We've reached over 200 million young people with sexual health information over the course of this campaign, and this is a sustained effort. This is always going to be one of our core issues. So that is a bit on the background. So then just to pivot a little bit into why, and I probably don't have to spend much or even any time with this crowd and on why, but just briefly. Quick context on why this is one of our core issues and why it's been such a priority for Kaiser from their past research. You know, we see that like 9 in 10 of 18 to 24-year-olds rank sexual health issues as something that they're really concerned about, in, you know, ahead of alcohol and other substance abuse issues, ahead of depression and mental health issues. So we know that virtually our entire audience is really interested in this, and that we can be a resource for them on that. You know, this is a really important time when they're making a lot of these decisions for the first time. So from, you know, as freshmen, one in three who have had sex, to senior year, 2 in 3, we're faulted a lot of times for maybe influencing them negatively. This is a way we can influence them positively. And then, you know, I think a really salient point from this chart for this crowd is that, you know, asking those who have had sex the first time they had sex, what were they thinking about or not thinking about, and 54% said you're not thinking about STDs or HIV in the beginning. So we know that STDs are at an epidemic level with the CDC data, more 1 in 4 teen girls infected, over 3 million total. Most don't know that they are infected, so we can play a role in addressing that. And then just really quickly on why they don't get tested, and this is a really important point that informs a lot of our efforts. 50% don't think they're at risk. 30% don't know what's involved, 26% don't know where to go. This informs all of our efforts where we can attack every pressure point. So through the creative, through the execution, we can address all these points, and that really informs the creative process. So misconceptions and lack of info, you know, many don't know that STDs can be asymptomatic, that these tests aren't part of other regular health checkups, that things like urine tests and cheek swab tests exist. So this is just a lack of information. The great news is that they want to know more. So when we've polled and asked the audience about their interest in this issue, 67% of 15 to 17-year-olds, you know, want to know more about STDs and if they have one. They want to know more about talking about condoms and STDs. So, you know, this is an encouraging point for us in the campaign. So that kind of wraps up the Kaiser perspective as best as I could convey it, not being a member of Kaiser Family Foundation, but having been had a long and fruitful partnership with them. So now I'd like to just talk a little bit about the MTV perspective on why this campaign came to be and how we built it out, and also what's upcoming for this year, because I think we've got a lot of interesting resources available, and we're opening it up more so that more people can benefit from the national cover that we're going to create on this issue. So just really quickly, there's like 5 key points. So the strategies that we developed around the campaign at launch, the creative process, some of the challenges and the victories during implementation in this partnership, which we really didn't have a template for. We didn't really have a roadmap for these parties coming together in this way. Some of our media tracking efforts, and then a sneak preview. So I guess just to pause for a second on why do we focus on STDs all of a sudden. So it's informed by the data, obviously, but it's also about us looking at where we can fill gaps. So we know that, frankly, Trojan is a great partner of ours, and they spend a lot of money on our network every year to address prevention. And they have a vested interest in prevention and people buying and using condoms. There aren't nearly as many parties that have a vested interest in people buying and using STD kits. And so we saw that there was a hole there, and there's a hole that we could focus on, you know, and really have an impact. So that's part of the reason that we step out on this issue. And it just made sense as part of the churn of the campaign. So WTF is GY. I don't know. Can I say WTF in this crowd? I'm not sure. I think they have me on a 5-second delay here. So GYT is a youthful and empowering social movement to normalize and promote testing for STDs for people under 25 years old. And at the core, it was really about making testing a badge of pride, a badge of honor, something that you're proud of. You're taking control of your health and your well-being. And it's not something that you should be embarrassed about. And it should be something that you're open to talking about with your partner and with your healthcare providers. So that was the core of it. And we launched it last year during National STD Awareness Month. And we're getting set to really bring it back in a big way shortly. So we use a coordinated response with the partner set that includes media, health centers, and clinics, and community, both physically on the ground and community on the web. So to speak to the media piece, it's the same model that I addressed before about like how we do It's Your Sex Life, we do here. So we use all of our assets, and we use all the different avenues that we have. From last year, we kicked this campaign off with a feature film on the life of Pedro Zamora that was a great kind of anchor to set it in motion, and it really helped eventize the kickoff of the month. MTV News got on board. We had an aggressive social media campaign. We had a whole roster of talent who jumped on board to help be ambassadors. And it was all built to kind of connect young people to resources so that now you've been prompted with this, now what do you do? Here's how you quickly find a testing center nearby. Here's how you get the information. Here's how we address the misconceptions. Health centers and clinics, our partners at CDC and PPFA will talk more about this, but there was a real embrace and a thought process that went into giving those on the front lines who are doing the testing what they need to benefit from this this national coverage that we were creating. And then on the community piece, again, around health centers and clinics, and then from our perspective on the social media side, we set about to manufacture a cultural moment around testing, which is just not an easy thing to do, you know, and it was about using all of our creative assets, about being resourceful, about, it was really born from the GYT brand too, and I'll speak to that in a minute, but we had great success with this guerrilla-style pre-launch campaign that it drafted off the curiosity around the GYT brand, because it has this kind of inherent mystery to it, and it piques your interest, and so we use that to our advantage. And then I'll just show a quick tape on some of the highlights from GYT last year.
Seeing some on TV, it said GYT. What does GYT mean? I still ain't figured it out.
This is only a test.
GYT.
GYT. GYT.
GYT. GYT. GYT.
Gyrating your thoughts.
This one urine sample.
And a cop can tell you a lot.
Used to detect exactly what happens when protons collide.
If the whole world would open their mouths wide and give a little swab, it'd be an amazing thing.
From MTV Press, and today I am getting tested.
Get yourself tested. It's a good thing. I feel good about it. You will too.
Gritty young thing.
Now, what GYT stand for real though?
So that's just a little bit about how it manifested. So I guess I'll start with the creative process and just how we set out to address this with a sub-brand that would live underneath the It's Your Sex Life umbrella. And it's really, I'm sorry to say, it's a thousand monkeys typing. We just, it's kind of our secret sauce. No. It starts with really understanding the problem and as I alluded to before, identifying the pressure points. So where can we help fill the gap with information or change the audience's perception using the power of the TV screen, marrying that with the social media outreach, and leveraging the best from the other partners. And then it's internalizing the messaging objective. So that's where Kaiser has been so critical throughout the years, is they can help us deeply understand the issue, break it down to here's what we need to accomplish, and now set your creative guys loose, and they can come up with relevant and contemporary ways to do that. So the people that develop this creative for this campaign are the same people who are marketing Pepsi and HP and, you know, the commercial partners that we work with. It's that those same teams vie for and compete to do this work, because it's a badge of honor in MTV. When you get to work on these campaigns, I think it's one of the reasons people really love to be there. And so that is fought for. And that's reflected in this kind of creative bake-off. So we go to the promo team and we give them this charge, and they set them loose, and different teams will break off and develop strategies and brands basically to address the issue. And then it becomes like a little bit art and a little bit science in terms of which emerges as the winner. The one competing brand that was in the final two last year was Love You, which was the idea that love you enough to get tested. And it was totally fleshed out, and it had on-air executions and, you know, draft spots that they developed to ways it would, you know, manifest in print and elsewhere. And it was really compelling, and we were very interested in it. But ultimately, there was just something about GYT that stuck and felt really contemporary and, you know, played off of the, like, text message vernacular. So it was in the moment there. It piques your interest. And I think one of the things that's great about this is it can be a badge of pride for testing, but it's also a little bit opaque. So it doesn't say, you know, it doesn't say STDs, like I got tested. You know, it represents that, but it doesn't say it. So I think that was something that people really responded to, and it lent itself well to the campaign. It's been a little while since we had any data, so I just wanted to make sure you guys were with me and just threw a random data. I just want to consider the audience. I hope nobody takes offense to that. So early challenges and victories. I'd say that the number one challenge that we always have with Kaiser, and it's a great tension, is finding the middle point, because we're going to push it like well over the line, and they're going to pull us back. And we're going to end up at a healthy place where it's like responsible and it delivers the message, but it's edgy and it's going to connect with our target audience of under 25-year-olds. And I mean, having the CDC in the mix, you know, it made that another issue where we had to just maybe be a little bit more, maybe we had to pull back a little bit further, but they've been great and very supportive and embraced it wholly. So that's realistically a challenge in, I think, any kind of public partner, public-private partnership. Coordination was an issue because, again, there was no real template or roadmap for how these parties would work together on something like this. So we had to kind of figure that out along the way, and I think we've learned a lot and brought that stuff this year, brought it and put it into place this year, and it's made it a lot easier. And then the last thing for last year was keeping a secret, because this was the whole idea is that we're going to roll this out guerrilla style, and it's going to be seeded in popular culture, and then it'll be revealed at the top of the month and kicked off. And we had so many partners that were so eager to get the word out that, like, how do you get materials to, you know, hundreds or thousands of clinics across the country and then ask every one of those people to keep a secret? So that was a unique challenge last year and kept me up late many nights. On the victory side, I think we were really resourceful, and we looked at all the different avenues that we could go down. And early on, we were able to sign up the president, President Clinton, as an ambassador for this effort, given his connection to Pedro and the fact that we had the Pedro film kicking off the month. So he agreed to pen an op-ed on the issue and to introduce the film. And, you know, that just helped take this in different directions that we maybe wouldn't have been able to capitalize on elsewise. The whole guerrilla campaign, the pre-launch thing, was really, really successful. And so this is a spot that we did with Soldier Boy that he uploaded to his YouTube channel and also tweeted out to about 160,000 followers. And with all the talent that we got on board, from Soldier Boy to Perez Hilton, the All-American Rejects, they participated in the pre-launch phase where it was like, WTF is GYT, and thousands of comments across the social web with people guessing what it could mean, and it's just, it's there. And then they all went back on April 1st and said GYT is GYT09.org and pushed people there. So you got this twofer effect that I think really drove a lot of streams and engagement. This video alone has been viewed 237,000 times. So if you think about all the ways you can prompt somebody with that message, this was really powerful. And then to the point of being resourceful, we bum-rushed the Today Show with a bunch of interns who, like, this cost nothing. We just had them wear GYT t-shirts, and that sign says, "Hey, Matt, GYT." and, you know, this was the day before the campaign launched, and you hear in that spot, he's like, "GYT, GYT, I got him on my mind." And then when we rolled it out, I saw, like, for the next 2 weeks, everybody would email me on a regular basis, like, "That's what GYT was." So, you know, it was just thinking in a new way and thinking creatively about how we can, you know, really put this into the ether, put it into the culture. Media tracking. So, you know, the great thing about social media is it's really trackable. And from the video side, Daily Motion and YouTube were our chief channels, tracking searches and traffic, Google Analytics and Overture, social media, Facebook, Twitter, and then the referrals that we get to the CDC database via web or SMS. And the results were pretty remarkable. So video, 400,000 streams during the month of April, number one most discussed video on YouTube at launch. You know, 275,000 visitors to GYT09.org during the month, number one search term on Google at launch, social media, a couple thousand Facebook fans, a lot of Twitter followers, Twitter trending topic at launch, and roughly 50,000 people referred to our specific campaign resources, web and SMS. So that's last year. Now looking forward, we learned from what we did last year and what worked, and we've amplified certain things and played down others. This is gytnow.org, so we're going away from the year convention and just went to a permanent kind of evergreen GYT Now. We've introduced this piece about talking, so it's get yourself tested, but it's get yourself talking and really amplifying that message. So talking with partners, talking with healthcare providers. And there's a lot of other new creative that's going to roll out, from PSAs and new specials to web viral stuff. Two things I really want to drill into quickly are the toolkit. So we've introduced this GYT toolkit that there are two versions. One is specific for young people, another for health centers and clinics. And this is us kind of open sourcing GYT and making the creative assets available, because there was such a passionate response last year where people wanted to make GYT their own. They wanted to be creative with how they expressed it. And so this is making it easier to do that. And this will launch on April 1st on gytnow.org. And so it's a lot of the same assets, but it's everything from campaign art and logos to web banners to embeddable resources. There's stencils and templates for t-shirts and posters. There's information on how to organize a testing party, like on your campus or amongst your friends. And then there's a GYT gallery, so we're creating a feedback loop. So as people are getting creative with the campaign and capitalizing on it, we want to celebrate that and highlight them. And so there'll be a space for that as well. And I really want to encourage everybody to, again, everybody who this is relevant for, we're going to create this national cover, we're going to put it out there and make it really easy for you to be able to capitalize on it. And then the other thing is a campus challenge that we're going to launch, which is about, it's specifically focused on the college audience, and it's about pledging to get tested. It's about spreading the word about testing, and it's celebrating GYT and celebrating testing. It's a competition to see which college can get the greatest percentage of its student body to participate in any one of these simple actions, and it's all trackable on a hub on Facebook, where we'll show like the top campuses, like who's on the leaderboard and who's going the furthest with it, and then we're going to recognize those that go the furthest with it and have a prize. So there's going to be an MTV News profile of the winning team. There's going to be a shout out on MTVU, our college channel, which reaches about 9 million college students. And then the top 10 GYT ambassadors from the winning school are going to win a trip to an MTV concert event, and backstage passes, and you know, trip for two. So that'll hopefully be a good payoff and a reward for those that go the furthest. And so I think I've talked much longer than I would ever prefer to, but I had to do double duty, and that's our MTV and Kaiser perspectives.